Hello, this is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, this is Steve at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hi, good. You?
Good. Okay, I'm doing pretty well. Thank you for asking. One day closer to Friday, I guess.
I've just been so busy. Unless I get like a rain day like today, I barely have time to call people back.
No, I gotcha. I totally understand. I know where you're coming from. Okay, cool. So I was just, I called yesterday. I saw your inquiry online about, you're interested in equipment financing and some working capital. So I was just giving you a call yesterday just to see what you had going on and what you were looking to do.
Sure. Basically, we had a loan out with, I don't know if you're familiar with Cabbage.
Cabbage. Is that another finance group?
Yeah, it's like a working capital or finance.
Okay.
And we had something out with them, and we've been slammed this year. Definitely busy all year and everything. However, our clients got behind on paying, but yet Cabbage was taking out very large monthly sums, and it was eating up our cash flow without getting paid in from our clients. So I was looking to get something else to lower the monthly fees out, so that while we're waiting and everything for clients, and or if we have to wait in the future again,
mm-hmm.
It's not going to be an issue. Because when they were taking out 10, 11, 12,000 some months, it was hurting,
okay.
So we didn't have our cash flow was hurting. So I didn't know if you guys were offering something to maybe take over Cabbage and then just restructure.
Absolutely. We do that all the time. We have they're either called buyout loans or, just refinancing pretty much.
Okay.
Consolidation. Do you still have a balance on Cabbage?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Do you know what the balance is on there?
It's roughly $45,000.
$45,000. Okay. And what was the how much did you take out in the beginning?
Let's see. In the beginning it was only like I believe right around 15 or 20, but it went up and down, and then it was up and down all the time whenever we needed it, and then at the highest point it went up to like 55.
Okay. Do you know what kind of payments were? What were the monthly payments?
Oh, they ranged. They ranged anywhere from, I don't know how they had it worked out, but it ranged anywhere from 7 to 11,000. Now they want like to do 1,500 weekly, which is now doing about 6,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think that's where it was at right now. And then there was just other stuff to consolidate. So that all the, let's see if I had added that up. I mean, I was probably playing at the highest point close to like $15,000. With other stuff. So I mean, our monthly sales were anywhere from 32,000 to 38,000 on average.
Okay.
There was money coming in and out all the time, but when I'm paying all that money out and then I'm paying employees, and then it's pretty much leaving the business with nothing to keep operating. So lowering that down to a more manageable longer term or something, or something that's just a lower amount with everything, and everything is just gonna free up our cash flow by like 60-70%, which is going to make things easier and
make you sleep better at night too. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. How long do you have left on this on Cabbage? Do you know?
Well, it depends on what I want to pay in and how much I can pay in. But if they did the
happy to lose money, that's too much.
The other reason I ask that is because, the term is what's going to determine what's going to be the best way to go for you.
Right now, if I kept it the way they want it paid, it'd be like 7.5 months.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Yeah, so we definitely could do something there for you. I mean, absolutely. I just know we can. I mean, Cabbage is one of those people that, or one of those companies that, you just told me that they don't have a fixed payback rate, was kind of weird how it fluctuates. I don't know why they do that like that.
Right, because if you don't take the full amount out right away, spread it over the terms, and the terms can be a 3-month, a 6-month payback. And so they base it off each one that you take out, and then they combine them for the month for each loan they take out. And then so it'll vary from month to month. And as their term goes, the payment's lower. So every month it was different depending on when you took the initial one out.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Okay. Okay, how much were you looking for? How much you need?
Well, I guess it depends. If I'm looking to consolidate everything to really lower the monthly rate down as best I can, there's probably about five things would just be easy just to pay off. And that was, let's see.
Oh, you do? Yeah, see.
That total came to like
70,
roughly 77,000. But, because when Cabbage was getting all their money and I had no money coming in because of the invoices we're waiting on, I mean, we're probably waiting on like, I think around 50,000 invoices that are out right now. We had to do a quick merchant cash advance with BizFi, and their rates are just ridiculous.
Yes, I do a BizFi. That's crazy.
Yeah. So right now they're taking $93 out daily, which is roughly over $2,000 a month, and combined with Cabbage and combined with just other expenses, With no money coming in, we use the credit cards, and so we have two credit cards out that are about probably $8,000. That's part of the five that I was talking about. There's a national funding that we have for an equipment lease or loan. That's really not a make or break. It's just I threw it in there.
So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
do you have a typical time when you evaluate?
But yeah, with the Virgin Cash advance at over $2,000 a month, and the Cabbage and national funding was only $301 or whatever, and then their business credit cards. Just getting it back to ground zero would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's just I guess what you're able to do, and if you wanted to work with that.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to qualify you for the. This is what I do all the time. I'm just going to qualify you for like the longest term and the largest amount possible. And then we'll work backwards from there.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, because that way, even if you need some additional just working capital, if you want to, like, you can do really anything with it. If you want to do some upkeep, remodeling or anything like that, or, buy some equipment or something, anything like that.
Right.
When do you need it by?
Whenever, I guess. The sooner we can get this just straightened out, because they're taking daily payments out, they're taking weekly payments out, and I'm still waiting on large amounts of money to be wire transferred and checks sent in.
I mean,
okay,
we do a lot of work for larger corporations.
Are you looking at other banks right now?
In the Madison area, in the capital of Wisconsin here.
Yeah,
it's the weirdest thing. It's the larger companies are definitely the slowest ones to pay, and they're getting months behind. And
I
know their sales are up 300%. It's just the general manager isn't handling it correctly. He's not doing his job well, and they're one of the biggest ones. So.
Oh, wow.
I'm on the phone with him every other day saying, hey, what's going on?
Okay.
It's a movie theater, Marcus Cinema. I don't know if you ever heard of them. But
is there a good time to follow up?
Where are you guys located out of?
We're actually down in San Diego.
Oh, okay.
He's where?
He's in California, too.
Is he? Right on. Where at?
Orange County.
Okay. Cool. That's a little bit, just a little bit north of here. Right on. Yeah, I just went up to Wisconsin over the last wintertime, rode some snowmobiles. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's definitely that. So as soon as possible. So those working capital ones, you said BizFi. You still have one out with BizFi as well?
Yeah. Okay. That one.
Do you know the balance on that one?
Right now? Okay.
Just a rough estimate?
I can rough it. It's probably right around 15 or 16,000.
Okay. The reason I'm asking that is just because, I'll have to see, the contracts with those guys, just that way, so we can see those. So if you just get whatever working capital loans you have out, I know it's just those three, that way we can look at the contract, so that'll come with the paper. I'll explain that later.
Sure. That should be easy enough. I'm sure that pronounce it by the name, so.
Okay, cool. How long have you been considering doing this?
Just recently, I guess, where our cash flow is hurting so bad. Just to simplify things. I'm so busy, I don't have time. Today it's raining all day. This is like the first day it's actually rained all day where I haven't had to work in the rain. I'm trying to get some paperwork done finally. We're swamped. We're booked for the rest of the year. We're booked into the spring. It's just I have no time.
That's awesome, man. You guys growing.
Yeah, growing, but, you know, hurting with financial. It's the weirdest thing. You know, our sales have increased every year. So, like, I don't know, 40,000, I think, around for the last 3 years every year.
Yeah.
But it's just
hard
to keep up with. Yeah, we're a smaller company, but, yeah, I think we're grossing right around, $250,000.
Okay, so that's what you guys did last year?
I think we did about 255 last year, and the year before it was like 215.
Okay. Perfect. Do you know what you're on track for this year?
We're ahead. I don't know the exact numbers on it. I just have
that's okay.
The paperwork on it.
No worries. Okay, so then how would you rate your credit? Now, it's not going to be a big factor. It's just we still have to, you know, take a look at
it. Well, right. Yeah, well, credit's always a factor. It's going to tell you what percentage rate and everything's going to go and hit you with. I haven't really checked it lately, but I have this free one from the credit card company. It just tells me what it's at every month. It said 694.
694? Okay. So you're a little bit above national average, so that's good. I think national average is at 680, so let's get you a little bit above. Okay. Have you looked anywhere else to bring on this loan, or?
Well, I called BizFi and I said, hey, can we get this merchant cash thing like fixed and do like a longer term thing and for them to take over, because they said they do bigger loans. Mm-hmm. So they sent my information out. I don't know if they did it to multiple people or whatever, but they came back with an offer to do everything, but then they rescinded it. So I don't know. Then you guys, your information popped up, so I called you.
Cool. Well, you called the right people. all right. Yeah, so I think the best thing that we could do for you, you know, I can just send you an email with, it's a very short list of just the paperwork we'll need. You know, what I said, I'll qualify you for the longest term and the largest amount possible, and we'll go back from there. And
okay.
I'm most certain that we can do something for you, so that's the good part. And, you know, like I said, we're a relationship-based bank, too, so don't think that we just want to do one transaction and we want to, you know, close up shop with you. I mean, we're definitely a bank that wants to build a relationship, you know, and, you know, do work over the long time, so that's what we're here for.
That'd be good, yeah. We're looking to expand. We're so busy, you know.
Awesome.
It'd be nice to get a little bit bigger in this area, so.
Yeah? Are you trying to open up new stores?
I'm sorry?
You trying to open up new locations?
Yeah, that'd be ideal. Right now we have some in mind that aren't too far away, so.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, looking for another business site. It'd be awesome.
Yeah? What do you plan on, do you have a time frame? Maybe you want to maybe do that?
Well, it depends on how all this can get straightened out and if,
Mm-hmm.
Probably as early as next year. There's a property that's for sale. It's decent price, and we're able to expand with a higher profit yielding the landscape supply.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much selling the plants and the material. Currently, we're just purchasing in wholesale bulk from other larger suppliers, and we'd like to become the supplier. What we save thousands of dollars ourselves for our own company, plus we get to sell the material. So it's a win-win if I can find more land to do so.
All right, yeah, there you go. That would be nice. You were also interested in equipment financing. I just saw that on the online registration thing. I was just curious. Were you thinking of bringing on some equipment too as well, or were you just curious about that?
For the equipment?
Yeah.
There are a few things that we could use for this upcoming winter, but mm-hmm. it's nothing that I couldn't get paying cash once some other people start paying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a huge worry. Right now, this is the thing I just wanted to get figured out right away. If we're able to get a little extra capital, then we can think about purchasing more, but...
Okay.
I'd like to hire more people to keep up the work and get more taken care of and increase the sales. But
yeah, that'd be awesome. So
I can't hire more.
Yeah, I understand. So you guys do switch focus then in the wintertime, don't you? You guys do like snow plowing and stuff.
Yeah, we do snow plowing. It pretty much takes over about end of November, it starts snowing. Last year, we pretty much did a fall cleanup, and then it snowed that night, so we immediately went into a snow removal.
Wow.
We didn't have a break.
That's good.
That's just the
way Wisconsin is. Yeah. Yeah, I gotcha. You guys pretty busy during the wintertime then? Yeah, I'm guessing, sure.
Yeah, I mean, our sales can be more during the winter. The profit is higher during the winter. It's just weather dependent.
Yeah,
we have some clients who pay monthly fees regardless of if it snows or not, so that kind of helps balance things out. But, the winter time is usually more profit just because there's less material out and just higher profit on the job.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any, like, grants or anything with DOT or anything?
Grants with DOT?
Yeah, like, do you...
No.
Okay. Probably because you're just a smaller company, but I know sometimes the beer companies do that. But anyways,
the cities call. Yeah, the cities have called asking for us to clear some of the roads, but we're already booked for winter. I'm already turning winter work down because I have my crew, and if I'd like to get more crew to get more. But yeah, we were booked for winter back in July.
Oh wow!
I just can't take on more until you get these things done.
Yeah,
it's more of a headache for me trying to take on more and worry about the money coming in and getting everything figured out than trying just to figure this out first. And
well, cool.
Yeah, I get people calling daily for snow removal and landscaping still.
Yeah, well, it sounds like, so you pretty much, you know, need this money pretty fast, and that's the good thing. You know, we can get you an answer within 24 hours and actually have the money, you know, probably in a couple of days. So that's a good thing. So, because I know you need it pretty fast, you know, I don't want you to be losing out on money, and, you know, you want to get this taken care of so that way you can hire some new people and, you know, get the work taken care of. I don't know. The worst thing about being a business owner is losing money. That's the worst thing. So, okay, cool. So why don't we do this? I'll send you the email. It's going to have the short list. It's just the one-page application that's going to be on there. Just your 6 months of your most recent bank statements, your tax return, and just the loans, the contracts that you have out right now. And just curious, do you take credit cards at all?
No,
like for payment?
Not.
Okay, perfect. So just those four little things, get that over to me as soon as possible. If it's going to take a little bit longer to get like the other paperwork, just get the app over to me. That's the most important one. That way I can really take a look much deeper.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, when do you think you can get that over to me?
Today.
Today? Perfect. Okay. Yeah, then I should be able to probably, if you get over to me soon enough, I could probably have an answer for you today. I'm not promising anything, but possibly. All right.
No worries. I'll put everything together. I should have everything. I can do one faster for you right away to get it rolling, but I should have everything else here to scan and send over.
Cool. All right, I'll send that over to you in about 10 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
And, your email is still jordan.wickle@spartanlandscapingllc.com?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Okay. All right, Jordan, sounds good.
Steve, do you want a list of like a current debt list?
The only thing I'll need on that would just be those contracts, just those loan contracts, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. If we do need something like that, I'll let you know. That's more of like my underwriters will let me know and things like that. I'm actually having a meeting with them today, so that's good.
Okay.
All right, Jordan. Well, thank you so much. Right. We'll be in touch, right?
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, how's it going?
Me too.
Bye-bye.